children, talking to a friend, mm-hmm. or talking to a friend who had come to the convention as well, and we're sitting at this table when this older woman, 60, came over to the table, very thin older woman, came over to the table and leaned down and said, were you, oh, we had to go in uniform in those mm-hmm. days to conventions, were you in Vietnam? And we both proudly said, yes, we were. Mm-hmm. She was livid. She was screaming and yelling, and I kind of got a smart mouth, and I was going to say something, and the nurse I was with is a psych nurse and kicked me under the table and said, shut your mouth, this lady is, you know, off of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she started screaming and swearing at us and all kinds of things about how horrible we were. And when she left our table, she went over and sat down kitty-cornered from us mm-hmm. at a little table. And she ordered tea or something. Mm-hmm. And all this time she's talking to herself, you know, mm-hmm. and we're kind of trying to get our check and get out of there. And she, the waiter, she needed cream or something for her drink. Uh-huh. And she asked the waiter for something, and she didn't have it on her table. He came to our table, picked up this whatever it was, I think it was cream, uh-huh. and took it over to her. She dumped it right in the middle of the table. I mean, we left.
Uh-huh. And she was apparently a civilian nurse.
Oh, no. Oh, she was just a civilian of some kind.
Oh, okay,
just
not a, even a nurse.
Just a citizen of something. Mm-hmm. She didn't have any accent, so I'm assuming she was an American, but... Uh-huh. She was just a man on the street, you know, just somebody that saw us in uniform uh-huh. and acted so sweet uh-huh. until we said, yes, we were in Vietnam. Uh-huh. But it was bad then. They stopped. The Army said, don't wear your uniform places after a while. Don't go. Don't travel in uniform. Don't wear it to conferences. Because mm-hmm. we always have had to do that. Now we do it too. Mm-hmm. But now the young kids do it too. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to wear the uniform. But it was bad then.
Mm-hmm. Did you have problems with flashbacks or nightmares or any of that?
No, I didn't. I'm fairly pragmatic about things. You know, you do what you have to do and mm-hmm. it's over with. I went to see a movie that was about Vietnam, and I'm forgetting which one it was. It's relatively, you know, in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think I had any kinds of problems, and a couple of the scenes, I was sobbing. I mean, I don't cry very easily, mm-hmm. and I just couldn't believe that I was doing that. I mean, it just didn't. Now, the one thing I had trouble with was adjusting to my mother's death. Mm-hmm. It took me several years mm-hmm. to really come mm-hmm. to grips with that. Mm-hmm. But you know, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Happens. Mm-hmm. She would have died whether I was in Vietnam or not. Maybe, you know, who knows, if you could have gotten home and seen her and maybe mm-hmm. got a different doctor or whatever. Mm-hmm. But chances are she would have died. Women don't do well with heart problems. In those days, they did very poorly. Mm-hmm. And we don't develop the collateral circulation that men have years to develop. You know, we kind of keep good circulation through menopause, and then we have to hurry and catch up mm-hmm. Developing this collateral circulation. Men start young. They're doing it mm-hmm. for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. But I probably, had I been 20, would not have had some of the problems that I've seen. Mm-hmm. But then as a young schoolgirl and everything, I wasn't giggling and, oh dear, and oh uh-huh. my, and oh, he won't take me out. That was not my style. Uh-huh. And I saw in some of these people, they are so intense. And I think people who are extremely intense about things have a terrible time, not just with going to war, but with anything that happens in their lifetime that's not just as they would like it. Mm-hmm. And that's just my philosophy. I just don't. Mm-hmm. And the same thing will happen with Iraqi Freedom. It happened with Desert Storm. And I was still on active duty. I was chief nurse at Walter Reed when Desert Storm happened. Mm-hmm. But some people are just very dramatic and And some of these flashbacks, I think there's other, there has to be multiple things going on with people for that. But just my personality and nature, I just, I'd rather be in control than out of control.
Well, was there anything
I feel sorry for them, though. I mean, I think they need all the support they can get.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Is there anything we didn't talk about that you wanted to talk about?
I doubt it. I've been talking nonstop.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Very helpful. Well, we'll end the interview.
Okay.